In its annual human rights report released on Friday, UNMIS said South Sudan has seen an increase in the number of civilians affected by violence this past year compared to 2021. UNMIS spokesperson Linda Tom says over 3,000 civilians were affected in 2022, but the overall number of violent incidents was down.
The number of South Sudanese civilians harmed by violence increased slightly in 2022, that's last year, compared with the previous year, 2021, though the overall number of violence incidents decreased, according to the latest report from the UN mission in South Sudan. At least 3,469 civilian victims were affected, mostly by killing, injury, abduction, and conflict-related sexual violence.
The report says violence escalated in the three areas of Southern Unity State, Warab State, and the Greater Upper Nile region. Military spokesperson Major General Lurai Kong says the army has deployed forces to the country's most hostile areas to prevent an uptick in violence against civilians.
The government has put in place a number of measures, one including the deployment of regular security forces, and that one we did it in Warab State. We deployed the unified forces to create a buffer zone between the rival clans of Ngok Dinka and Twit Mayar. Secondly, when there were clashes between the two rival factions of Kitgwang and armed civilians from Jomolle, we deployed forces in Panyikang County of Upper Nile State. And we are still working on doing the same in parts of Greater Equatoria, where we have been getting reports of farmers clashing with cattle herders.
Despite efforts being exerted to stop further escalation of violence across South Sudan, Kong admits the military power of the South Sudan People Defense Forces at times falls short when it comes face-to-face interaction with armed civilians in parts of the country.
Civilians in the Republic of South Sudan are armed to the teeth in some situations more than the regular forces, including the SPDF. There's nobody in denial of that. But of course, as time goes by, and once sanctions are lifted, we'll be able to rearm our national army with modern equipment, with modern weapons.
Gerald Kong says, for now, the army is just about carrying the same type of weapons as the civilians and are at times, in his words, overwhelmed. In June 2022, armed civilians killed 18 officers, including two colonels, with the South Sudan People's Defense Forces while responding to a cattle raid in Toi North County of Warab State. Philip Aguirre, a lecturer of security and strategic studies at the University of Juba, says the violence will only come to an end when security forces become professional enough to draw a line between loyalty to their tribes and to the nation.
You start with individual private soldier, whether it's a police or an army. They should be trained sufficiently so that they know their role, they protect the law that they know. And I think this is what we need in South Sudan. When you have insurgents groups that are integrated into the government forces, then definitely there is an issue of professionalism. The loyalty of the armed forces is very important. They should know that the only thing that they protect is the Republic of South Sudan and its people. But when we think about our tribes, about clans, then it's a disaster.
Aguirre says South Sudan forces need to focus on professionalism and need to be strengthened if they are ever going to curb violence across the country. Major General Daniel Justin, a spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police Service, says the capacity of national police has improved compared to past years.
Because if you could remember in 2013-16, most of the POC went to the enemy because we were not capable of protecting them, you see. But now everything we have put it in place in terms of infrastructure. We have vehicles, we have manpower, and we have been also observing some people from other armed group, and we trained them. The training was on all this time.
The 2018 peace agreement calls for security sector reforms, including the unification of forces and disarmament of civilians, in order for the government to restore peace and stability in the country. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.